2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Curry and Scott Mitchell. It's hard coming back from vacation. Well, it's not vacation, but a couple days off. It's hard coming back. Not that I don't like you. I'm just saying I was looking forward to coming back. And then you get here and you're kind of like, man, it would be nice to just
We'll take a vacation then.
All right, fine.
Just go and take a vacation.
Let's do it. All right.
Here's the thing. Can I just talk about Rudy for one second?
Yeah, we just listened to Rudy Gobert talk about how he wants how he loves Utah, he wants to be here. And this is in the Jazz are leaving tomorrow for Orlando. So he made those comments. Look, maybe this is when he wins his little mini championship. I'm not going to call it a full championship. If they win this championship, it's a mini championship.
I think if you look at how teams win championships, they kind of have that 1-2 punch, and then there's a number three. You know, like you just look at there was Kawhi Leonard and someone else in Toronto that didn't really fit, but there's like there's Shaq and Kobe. There's MJ and what's his name?
Scottie Pippen. Yeah.
But then there's a third guy, right? And so when you look at a guy like Gobert and you want kind of that 1-2 thing, Stockton, Malone.
Yeah.
Rudy and
Donovan.
It doesn't work.
You kind of don't really look at it the same way.
Because
right?
there's really what it is, and everyone talks about the impact he has defensively in a game, but he doesn't really have enough, you know. If Rudy Gobert is that impact player defensively, they still need a number two. So the Jazz need Donovan Mitchell and someone,
right?
And then Rudy Gobert is like the Dennis Rodman. He's that guy that.
So you see him being more of a third guy,
right?
Oh, that's wild.
No, but that's the problem. Is that he? You know, and where does he fit in today's NBA? Where he's just going to make that, you know, and I like Rudy Gobert, and I like the game that he plays, but when it comes time for him to get paid like that, I don't know, and I really do agree with Ben Anderson on this. I don't know how the Jazz fit him into things, and you know, if you're just looking at this on how to build a championship team, you know, you got to go, well, you need another guy plus Donovan, and then Gobert's number three.
Hmm.
And
that's interesting.
And is Boyan that guy?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because he hasn't been here long enough, but I don't really look at him as being that guy either right now.
Right.
You don't feel like he's really committed.
Well, it's the defense.
Right.
You know, when you have Steph Curry and you have Kevin Durant, that's a 1-2. And then you add all those number three, you know, is Klay Thompson.
You know, sure. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
then you have Draymond Green, and I mean, you have.
Well, they had like four and five guys.
They
that
did,
like, wow.
But you'll find those four and five guy that you can find those guys, and they're gonna play better. They're gonna be better because of the of kind of that triangular.
Here's the real problem of why Rudy Gobert wouldn't thrive in that situation. He's got to be 1A or 1B in his mind.
Right.
He has such a grudge and he has such a chip on his shoulder. And the thing is that he's going to get paid some insane amount of money. The Jazz will have to pay him the most insane amount of money if they're going to
want
to keep
him.
Talking about $50 million a year. I mean, I think Ben Anderson shook it out for us the last year of his contract. If they were to sign that Supermax at the end of next year, the end of his contract, he'd be making $62 million a year for the Jazz. That's insane. That is crazy to think of that kind of money. And here's the question. Is Rudy Gobert worth $62 million a year? Let's say he gets Defensive Player of the Year all those different years. I'm not that interested in $62 million a year for that.
No.
I think Jazz fans wouldn't be either.
That's my whole point. Right. I get it.
Man, speaking of money, your guy, Patrick Mahomes. Your Holmes has been awarded the richest contract, apparently, according to sources, in league history. An extension on his deal. He's got two more years left on his rookie deal. He stands to make another $26 million over the next two seasons. And then he's going to ramp it up a bit, and the extension is going to be worth 10 extra years, that would have been insane. Why would it only be 40? $400 million. 10 years, $400 million to the tune of 40-ish million a year. And we don't know the exact dollar amount in
guaranteed money.
That's something that we still haven't seen yet. So I want your reaction because I told you, hey, he got that new contract. And you were like, how much? And I said, $400 million. And you, in a very rare moment, had your mouth agape going, wow. Is it that shocking that the most exciting player in the NBA or in the NFL, and really now Super Bowl champion and league MVP over the last two seasons of him playing in the league, does he not deserve that $40 million a year?
Here's the good side about this. The good side is it's about maximizing getting paid in any league in the NFL is timing. Here's a guy that everyone thinks is really probably the top quarterback, maybe the top player in the NFL right now.
Yeah.
He just wins the Super Bowl. He plays a significant role in the playoff run and the Super Bowl. I mean, you've got Kansas City, rabid fan base, and they just can't seem to get out of their way. For years, they've had all these teams, and he's the one guy. He really is the one guy that took them to the next level, and he really did.
All right, think about how insane smart Andy Reid is, too. Alex Smith, you're a serviceable quarterback. You win games for us. You've taken us to the playoffs.
And it was a scary move.
And he said, but you know what? I've watched this cat in practice, and he's the future.
Yeah.
To the tune of 10 years, $400 million.
Gamble. So the good news is the timing, Alex.
Right.
Good news is the timing.
What's the bad news on this?
The bad news is the time. Okay, so he,
oh,
so he,
yeah, this
so
is,
he gets
yeah.
paid. So he's locked in for 12 years.
Yep.
And he's 4 years in, or 3 years. I mean, this is like the end of his career.
This is through 2031. Everyone, they showed the terms of the deal, and they said, this is through 2031.
Right. I'll be retired, right? 12 years, maybe.
Right.
I mean, I could be retired.
Is that what they're saying, though?
No, I'm saying
you're
me.
Saying you will from
I'm
this
saying,
job.
I'm saying that my point
that's
is.
That's how far away that is.
That's how far
it's
down the road it is. And everyone goes, this is insane. This is insane.
Every contract that's made. It's the richest American sports deal ever made.
Alex, when I signed a contract some 30 years ago and people were just up in arms.
Yeah.
This is insane. How can you pay a guy that much money?
Why does an athlete get this much money? Right. Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's saying that today. Everyone is saying that. Myself included. Because this is insane.
That's a crazy amount of money.
$400 million. It's almost it's almost a half a billion dollars. I mean, it's just crazy to hear that
Plus,
number.
He's got all these endorsement deals with the ketchup companies.
A football player. Okay? But the problem with it is he's probably, at the end of it, going to be underpaid.
Interesting.
Because he's set the bar today.
Right.
And so think of
and
ten,
we kind of say that about
think of ten
Tom
years,
Brady right
think
now.
Of ten, right. Like some of the better players, they get screwed over in the contract
they
stuff
got done
because
early.
Well, because they're so good and they get a contract extension and then they lock them in long term. It's really smart for the Kansas City Chiefs to do this long term because
but at some point you're going to have a 10 or 12 year deal worth a billion dollars.
Right, you're going to have a guy making $60 million a year in 5 years.
Yeah.
And Patrick Mahomes is going to go,
I'm better than him.
I've now won two or three Super Bowls. I'm the best player in the league, and I'm underpaid by $20 million
right.
a year.
I'm only the sixth highest paid quarterback,
and it'll happen soon. And so it's awesome. The time, I mean, he deserves it, and he got it because of how he played, and he certainly deserves it. But in a few years, he's gonna be mad about it, which sounds crazy, but it's true.
I don't know if he's gonna be mad about it. It doesn't seem like his
These athletes,
vibe.
They're spoiled.
If it was Rudy Gobert, then yes,
they're
for
all,
sure.
They're all gonna be
all right,
mad
let's,
about it.
Let's take the break. I've got this piece of sound from ESPN that I want you to hear. It's about instead of just having the conversation about Patrick Mahomes getting paid right now, they start to talk about if he's the greatest of all time and if he even deserves this. What do you mean if he deserves it? That's what they're paying him, so he deserves it. Stay with us. More to go. KSL's Unrivaled continues.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.